With Side Effects Public Media, I'm Farah Yusri. For decades, people on federal assistance programs like Medicaid have been able to sue state agencies if they don't receive the benefits they're entitled to. The Health and Hospital Corporation of Marion County, a government agency, wants to change that. On November 8, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on a case out of a small city in northwest Indiana that could have massive national implications. I spoke with Tony Cook, an investigative reporter at the Indy Star. His reporting over the years has shined a spotlight on mismanagement of taxpayer money and concerns over the quality of care at nursing facilities owned by the Marion County agency across the state. Hi, Tony. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you start us off by telling us what exactly is the Marion County Health and Hospital Corporation? And what did your investigations into this government agency over the past few years reveal about their track record?
Sure. So Health and Hospital, they own 78 nursing homes across the state, as well as operating the public hospital here in Indianapolis and the health department. And they bought up all these nursing homes to access extra Medicaid money that's available to government-owned facilities. But they divert a lot of that money to fund the hospital. And so what we found is that the nursing home quality has really lagged the rest of the nation. And staffing is pretty low compared to the rest of the nation. Indiana's nursing homes rank like 48th in the nation for staffing. And that's really key to quality because these are the people who are, you know, helping the residents on a daily basis.
So a lot of mishandling of public money and patient care quality issues. And recently, the family of one of the former residents of an HHC nursing home is suing the facility for over-medicating and chemically restraining him and involuntarily transferring him to other facilities. In response, HHC decided to take a very wide pivot and open a Pandora's box. Can you walk us through what happened here?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of times with nursing home claims, you know, they would file a malpractice claim in state court. But that can be super challenging because there's a lot of barriers. There's caps on damages. You have to go before a medical review panel, which can take years. So in this case, though, the family sued under federal law and said that HHC violated the Nursing Home Reform Act. And so what HHC has done to defend itself is it has claimed and has asked the Supreme Court to consider whether federal beneficiaries of these entitlement programs should be allowed to sue at all, period. And so that's a huge question that could affect, you know, millions of people across the United States and prevent them from suing state or local governments if they feel like their rights are being violated or their benefits are being improperly denied.
Yeah, so it's a very high-stakes legal battle. And a number of officials and state representatives have urged the Health and Hospital Corporation to withdraw their Supreme Court petition. What have you been hearing about that?
Yeah, I mean, the pressure has really ratcheted up because advocates for low-income people, the elderly, disabled people are all up in arms about this because of what it could do. And so are liberal policy groups who want to defend Medicaid because they see that as a Democrat achievement that they want to expand and protect. And so they're really upset with HHC, which, you know, all of HHC's board members are appointed by either the mayor, city council, or the county commission, all of which are controlled by Democrats. And so there's been a lot of pressure. You know, it's turned into a bit of a political firestorm. And now there are a lot of state lawmakers and city council members who are Democrats who are calling on HHC to drop this petition. And they made quite a fuss at the last board meeting. And but so far, HHC has pretty much just refused to comment and has held its ground. So it'll be interesting to see what happens before oral arguments on November 8th.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
That was Indy Star investigative reporter Tony Cook, speaking with me, Farah Yusri, at Side Effects Public Media.